Hello and welcome to Stagg Field as we are about to get kicked off between the University of Chicago Maroons and the Wheaton Thunder in a Sweet 16 women's soccer matchup between two longtime rivals. Hi everyone, I'm Sean Ahmed, along with my color commentator, Sergio Venegas.
Yep.
Sergio, welcome back. I know you've been watching this team all year long, and obviously we're about to get to what's going to be the Maroons' toughest opponent yet in the postseason, and an opponent that they know well and played earlier this year to a 2-1 victory.
Well, let me tell you one thing. It's funny that you mentioned that, because I see last time they changed the formation from the Wheaton's team to they are using 4-5-1. That means they want to control midfield. And the Maroons always taking care of midfield. And the first half, the Maroons always scored at least one goal. And the second half, they put all the thrusters and scored at least three goals or more. So I think this game is going to be a little complicated for the Maroons, but hopefully they're going to get through the next round. And it's going to be a close one. But whoever controls the midfield, that's the key. And Calamari is the expert over there. She's perfectly over there taking control of that situation.
All right. We'll give you the starters for the Maroons and then place them on the field once things get going. In net is the Maroons' first half keeper, Katie Donovan, sophomore out of Connecticut. Number two, Hannah Watkins. Number three is Kelsey Moore. Number five, Claire Suter. Number seven, Sydney Mathis. Number nine, Maddie DeVoe. 10, Caroline Olivero. 12, Jenna McKinney. 16, Whitley Cargyle. And then the tough duo up top, 26, Midori Spiker, and 27, Mia Calamari. So we'll get those players placed on the field and also get you the Wheaton starters. It's a cold day here at Stagg Field. It's not wet, fortunately, like last week. So the quality of the field is probably at least better than it was last week, though still worse for the wear. We're excited to see what these two teams bring out here today.
And Sean, do you think like the uniform from Wheaton looks like the national team from United States? It looks like blue and the stripes, the leaves on white. It's like a 2 years ago uniform or jersey.
All right, been kicked off to Calamari, who's going to go over toward the right side and find Suter. Suter biding her time, looking to switch it towards the left side. Gets it so far as Calamari, who helps it on up to the left channel. Now, approaching the box, it's going to be sent forward towards McKinney, out of her reach and picked up by the Wheaton goalkeeper, McGregor.
The first 2 minutes is so important because both teams are nervous. So we're going to measure how they have getting to the field and feel comfortable in the field. Because like you say before, it's cold, but not cold enough.
Pass up to the left side. Dropped off by Watkins. Calamari now looks up to Spiker at the D. Passes it back. Shot is going to be well over the bar. That was Watkins sending it the left mid for the Maroons.
And it's going to be funny. I want to see if the goalkeeper splits the ball or plays short. Because like I told you early, the Maroons always put it midfield pressure and they're going to split it.
Goal kick sent forward. It's going to be dropped off by Wheaton towards the left side, seeking Saunders, and the Maroons are going to take it away there. DeVoe finds her center back, who's Cargyle. Cargyle splits her two options on the left side. I think she might have been seeking Mathis. Sent it too far forward, and will be out for a Wheaton throw. Just in the second minute of play, no score between the Maroons and the Thunder.
Ooh.
Won it well by Cargyle. Wheaton still trying to send it forward. Can't keep it in play. It'll be Chicago's throw at midfield.
Last game, the referees doesn't call a lot the fault. So let's see how this game going to take it over from the referees, because as far as you see, it's going to be a little physical in the midfield.
Watkins sending it back, but doesn't find anyone in particular. And here comes the quick transition for Wheaton. It's going to be Whitman off the right edge of the area, being defended well out there, and will ultimately earn the corner off the turnover. DeVoe doing well to track back and at least keep her from sending a cross in as she was waiting for her runners.
Let's see how Wheaton showed this corner kick, because you can see there is nobody outside for rebounds if the defense of the Maroons striking away from the box. Let's see how they perform.
Saunders is going to swing it in. Towards the six, headed up well and out by the Maroons. Wheaton trying to track back to get it. That's Wolf. And Wolf's going to get it here after a couple touches. Now Spiker sending out well to the left side, but bounced up on Calamari, and she just sent it forward and out of play.
Yeah, for this moment, but I like how both teams are playing. The University of Chicago is waiting, expecting what is coming with Wheaton, and Wheaton doing the perfect pressure so far.
Header by Wheaton. We'll take it out. It'll be a goal kick to give it to Chicago.
It's just a little windy. You can see on the flag in the midfield how it moves, but it's not too much windy. So the advantage in this moment is for the University of Chicago.
Goal kick, Donovan. Did find DeVoe, but she couldn't quite handle it. Maroon's defense able to send it back forward. That was Cargill who cleared it. Taking it down with her chest is Olivero. Stolen by Wheaton. And now racing back to get it will be Saunders. She finds Blake. Goes long up the left side to find Whitman. Being defended by one, and the Maroons now with the three more in the box. Ball sent out of play on the sideline. It will be a throw-in. Just missed by about a foot, being a corner. Throw-in by Wheaton. Behind our lovely tree, which has only grown since the last time I broadcast. Cross in. Really well taken cross, but a crucial header by the Maroons out. And now it's going to be Watkins trying to carry it forward. She carries it to the left sideline. Looks back, looks for help, and finds Cargill. Back with Chicago. Watkins to Cargill. She's going to find on the left side Moore. Taken away by the Thunder. Doing a good job of disrupting the Maroons, trying to get it out of their own half here over the last few minutes. We're just in the fifth minute of play, no score.
Let's see if Donovan just plays short. No, he's going to split the ball.
Great punt forward. Wheaton has to get it away quickly, and a good job by the center back, the sweeper, in fact, for Wheaton to do so. Now it's Whitman. Has Moore with her along the edge of the area.
The position is still with Whitman. It's going to be a throw in by number 26.
Thank you.
So sorry.
I know you got it.
It's complicated for the angle.
That's perfect. Saunders crosses high towards the far post. Ooh. Donovan watching it does bounce along the byline. And ultimately will have to be headed out by the Maroons for a corner kick. Donovan left watching that. Knew it was going past her net, but decided to let it bounce, and something that could have been dangerous if not for her defender.
You can see that's only one player in the penalty point and the other ones surround them. So they're going to move it to the first post and they're going to try to recenter.
Here comes the in swinger. Header up by the Maroons, and ultimately out. Spiker dropping back to try to get it. Good job by Jekyll for Wheaton to try to pump it back forward, and the Maroons finally able to clear. It will be Van Wingerden, the sweeper. Sends it long, headed well by Cargill. It's going to pick up a Wheaton head of Jekyll and ultimately be out, and that will finally alleviate some of the pressure for the Maroons as they'll have a throw-in inside Wheaton's half. Thrown to Calamari. Drops it back to the left side of Mathis. Spiker dropping it back very well. Sent in from midfield. And Watkins couldn't find someone in the box. But a good little sequence for the Maroons.
Yes, indeed. We haven't mentioned it, Calamari or Spiker, because we have the possession on the other side.
Calamari now. Has Olivero to her right, and she seeks her. Good sliding deflection by the Wheaton defender, McNally, in order to give the Maroons a throw. Throwing to Calamari. Trapped it. Ooh. Stolen away by Wheaton, and they send it forward towards the left side. Long early ball by Saunders. And under no pressure, Cargyle's just going to head it back to her keeper, Donovan, who now can start it on the ground back to Cargyle. Eighth minute of play, no score between Chicago and Wheaton. Long ball through the left channel. This is going to be early a nice spiker giving chase, but picked up by the Wheaton keeper, McGregor.
It's a little miscommunication between McGregor and the defender because almost spiker getting time and maybe scoring the first goal.
Cargyle now sends it back towards midfield. McKinney with a nice touch over to Watkins. McKinney now going to pick it up and run with it. Has three blue shirts around her. Closed down, ended up losing it, and it'll be a Wheaton throw. Jenna McKinney, UAA Player of the Year, and certainly one of the most talented players in the region, let alone the country. She was a first-team All-American last year. She can run, she can shoot, and is such a vital part of the Maroons' offense, to say nothing of players like Spiker and Calamari, who play such important roles in this offense as well.
But you know something? Kelsey Moore is the leadership of the defenders. So for me, it's like the key point besides the midfield.
No doubt. No doubt. This has been incredible defense. Calamari going to take a shot, bounces once into the keeper, McGregor. She lost her footing as she tried to get the shot off. Just wanted to put something on net, maybe try to induce a rebound or something of the sort. And ultimately, too central to McGregor. McKinney gets it down to DeVoe. Now up to Calamari, looking through. Stopped well by the Wheaton defense. Thunder looking long to midfield. Going to be stopped by Mathis, finds McKinney. She's just to the left of the center circle in front of it. Drops it off. DeVoe looking for Spiker, stolen away from her. Calamari now trying to keep the effort going forward. Instead, it's going to be deflected back towards Mathis. Finds Calamari. Dropping it off to DeVoe. A lot of space on the right side. Back heel. It's going to be Watkins with a shot just wide. Couldn't be more than a couple feet.
Yep. And on that play, number five, Clarice Suter was alone in the right side. So they don't see it. If they give in the cross pass, they have the easy entrance to the final line and center. I like that shot. Unfortunately, for the Maroons, it's going a little wide. I'm expecting a little more accuracy on that shot.
And you can see how quickly the Maroons can spring a shot and have a nice small sequence of passes. It's a really impressive possession-oriented team that the Maroons have developed here, and really quite different than what the Maroons used to be, even a decade ago. 11th minute, no score between Chicago and Wheaton. This is going to be a long ball played forward. Spiker fighting for it. Cleared by Blake and the Thunder. It'll be Cargyle now, starting to Mathis. The Maroons have primarily been using that left side on the offensive end. Mathis taking about 30 yards in front of her. Winds up with Spiker, perhaps off a partial deflection. She's going to dribble laterally. Olivero forward to McKinney, trying to turn with it, and it's going to be taken away by Wheaton at a vital point at the penalty spot. Now fight for it in midfield, but Sergio, one of the best entries into the final third there for the Maroons.
Yeah, but let me tell you one thing. Always the person who received the pass is on the back, so she must be turned around and tried to shoot. They rest that 1 second. They give you the chance for the defenders to recover the ball.
Calamari fighting for it, and that's going to be lost. And as Wheaton sends it forward, and that's going to get by Moore, but ultimately be out of play. We're going to send it to our sideline reporter, Evan Lloyds.
Hi, guys. How are you doing? As you said, you have been greatly talking about how Chicago has been using this left side over here. And I've seen so many plays just right in front of me. I don't know if you get a good camera angle right here. But just right down here, tons of just offensive movement, consistent back-and-forth play here. Also, taking a look at some of the weather conditions, it's 41 degrees right now. We have a nice grass field. Looks to be getting not all too torn up right now, which is really good. And, sorry about
McKinney,
that.
McKinney, outside
sure
the D, she's going to find Watkins, and she's going to send it wide of the right of the net.
Thank you, guys. I didn't want to take away your big call there. But anyway, like I was saying, a good back-and-forth effort between these two teams here. And I'm going to send it back to you guys, and I'll check in with you in a little bit.
All right. Thanks, Evan. 13th minute, no score between Chicago and Wheaton.
So far is the response of the Maroons. The Wheaton College have three opportunities, and the Maroons is the first one. Really good opportunity, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely true. It's been Wheaton that's had a couple corners so far, and they have been able to get a couple crosses into the box. They haven't had anything really in the box so far, developing as it has for Chicago. As it's going to be McGregor for Wheaton to punt this forward. Sent down well by DeVoe. It winds up with the Maroons center back, who's Cargyle. McKinney. Ball taken away from her by Peebles. And now Wheaton looking back through their right back, who's Jekyll. Ball winds up in the middle. Moore does well to settle down to Calamari. Calamari has to dodge around one, and she does so beautifully. Takes another 15 yards, cracks his shot. It's blocked and finally cleared. Calamari winding up for one after beating her one defender and taking a good run. And now the Maroons on the left side find long Spiker. Spiker does so well to hold from that forward position, drops it back to Calamari. She's now going to distribute to the right side, and she finds her right back who's come up, Suter. Olivero, nifty little move to Calamari, who cracks a shot, and that's going to go high.
But it's a good intention. Bad performance, good intention, relieving the pressure, and this is what happens with the Maroons. They are out of the comfort zone because the formation of the Wheaton is five in the middle, five players, and you can see now the transition from defending to attack by the Wheaton team.
15th minute, no score between these two teams. Tightly fought game so far. Some offensive opportunities, but nothing really clean on net yet for either side. Moore clears with pressure on her. Header up by Wheaton. DeVoe with her defender, with the Wheaton player hitting the ground, able to get it forward, and now it's going to be Wheaton sending it back to midfield. High in the air and out of play. Chicago throw on the right side. Calamari finds Suter. Right back, looks to center, and we'll find Moore. Switch to the left channel now with Cargyle. Dribbling forward, takes 15 yards in front of her, and decides to go straight through on the ground, seeking Spiker. Great job to get there and meet it. Ball is loose. McKinney pressures it over to Watkins, and now Watkins dribbling into the corner of the area. She looks to get more central, tucks it in. Can't find Spiker. I think that was her initial target. And Calamari had already cleared, and Wheaton able to easily take it out of their own box. McKinney now. First thought about turning her left, then goes to her right and drops off to DeVoe. She goes straight forward. Spiker using her body to ward off her defender, but couldn't quite corral the ball. Now loose in the center, and it's going to be Whitman seeking the right side and finding Emma Fissler. Fissler, the right winger for Wheaton, sends it with her left foot towards the box, but Cargyle there to interrupt. Watkins couldn't find Mathis, and it will be a throw-in for Wheaton.
In the last play that they can find a Spiker, Spiker doesn't request the ball. She doesn't do any sign like putting this side, and that is why the confusion, and they lost a huge opportunity for the scoring, no open to score.
So 17th minute, no score. Maroons seeking that final connection in the box, but have been getting better as this game has worn on. And passing around the final third, and now Spiker is going to be pressuring as the Wheaton defense getting a little bit careless with a bouncing ball, but they're able to alleviate the pressure just in time. Now just trying to dribble it out of their half, and it will be McNally looking long up the left side. Suter, I thought she deflected. She did, in fact, and it will be a Wheaton throw.
And it's funny because we only have one call, one fault in the entire game that it's so clean so far.
Yeah, the referee certainly letting them play on. These two teams, not a lot of love lost between them. So always some possibility of them getting physical between each other. So far, there have been nothing but a few small collisions, and the referees let that play on. 18th minute. Blake looks diagonally forward. Stopped by Mathis, but popped up right back to Whitman. Whitman trying to turn with it. She's going to hold it well and find Peebles. Peebles against McKinney, who's dropped all the way back from midfield and is going to see it out of play for a goal kick. Nice job by McKinney tracking back.
And covering the ball. That's supposed to be doing. Open your arms and covering the position of the ball, letting go out, and you have the position. That's clever. I like that. Not many people can do that. And now the Maroons will have the position, and unfortunately, the kick go out by a rebound.
We have a Wheaton substitution, and ready to come in. But first, it's going to be McKinney dropping off to Calamari, who looks early forward. And I think that's going to be weighted in. No, not quite. This grass field does tend to play a lot slower than not only the turf field, which the Maroons sometimes play in and what the men will be playing on tonight, but also what Wheaton plays on at their home stadium just in the western suburbs. The Maroons actually with the first substitution here, and they're going to take off Olivero, and they will bring on Katie Jasminski, the first year.
Yeah, but let me tell you something about the turf. I prefer the natural grass than the turf because you avoid more injuries. It's so much gentle, the grass, than the turf.
No doubt. As the early ball sent forward by Wheaton, Moore scrambling back and doing well. Suter also a nice job to keep that in play along the sideline and ultimately earn a throw. Really nifty work by Maroons center back and right back to get that to be a Maroons ball. The throw-in, however, is going to be taken by Wheaton. Battle by Jasminski, who's now at right wing, having just checked on. Calamari up to Spiker. First touch was a bit heavy, but maintains it well and finds Calamari. She's now going to look forward up the right channel and over to the right side with Jasminski. She takes it to the byline. The slot, it's going to be...
Yes!
Deflected in! It's an own goal! Wheaton ended up getting the touch as Wheaton had it covered. Jasminski's cross was firm. Tomic was with her runner. Ended up getting the touch, but ended up going into the far post. Sergio.
Second time they going from the right side, get to the line. Like I told you the first time that I say they don't see number 5. She was clear. They give it to the number 11. Go to the final line. Just make a center. And unfortunately for the Wheaton team, it's an own goal.
1-0 Maroons, yep. And a vital score in what's bound to be still a tight matchup here in the Sweet 16 between these two teams. You know, actually, if you go back to the first matchup between these two teams here at Chicago earlier this year, Chicago had actually scored in the third minute, but Wheaton came back and was able to equalize right after the half, and it took a goal in the 60th minute for the Maroons to end up winning and preserving what was at the time still their perfect record on the season back in late September. So plenty of game certainly left to play, but there the defender did pretty much everything right, just the deflection took it away from her keeper into the far post, and nothing the keeper could do.
Yep.
Calamari now finding McKinney, back heel. Wanted to find the 1-2 back to Calamari, but it's cleared away. Suter over to Cargyle. Sends it forward. McKinney tries to drop it back. No one right there. Picks
sorry
up
for
the referee.
That's my love. So sorry for that, but you don't see that many often in the games.
Mathis sending it forward, and it ends up loose and for Wheaton to clear away. Now Watkins finding Spiker, who's tracked over to the left sideline. Spiker spinning back towards the byline. Great job by her. Can she get a slot off? Yes, but it's going to be cleared away just before McKinney could get there. Great individual effort by Spiker. So good at holding the ball in there. Showing a little nifty move on the byline.
And go to the end of the line and just center and getting a corner kick. I think this is the first one, right, from the Maroons?
It is. Yes, so, in fact. And it'll be Calamari to take it. She distributes so well and takes set pieces so well.
Yeah, and let's see, because they put pressure on the goalkeeper from the away team.
Here it comes. Calamari, high delivery. It's going to be popped up by Watkins. Then kicked away by Wheaton. Still racing forward is Moore. Popped up along the byline, settled beautifully by Watkins. Tries to push it through a couple defenders, but they're able to block it and then clear. So 1-0 Maroons, scoring in, I believe it was the 20th minute on an own goal on Jasminski's cross. Jasminski pushing it forward to McKinney. From the byline, the cross. Oh. Nicely done by Wheaton. That was a very low, difficult cross. And you're right, McKinney couldn't quite get back.
Actually, you know what I like it? I like the going using the right side instead of the left, doing the balance attack, and the Maroons is making a perfect combination. And remember, first half, they always, the Maroons start winning 1-0, and the second half pushes the thruster all the way down, and they start scoring like 3 goals. Let's see how the response of the Thunder, because you call it, it's going to be a close game.
23rd minute, no score. Not no score. 1-0 Chicago. Yeah.
No score for the Thunder. You're right.
Yeah, that's right.
You're right.
That's right.
Just forget to say for the Thunder.
Thank
team.
You for the save.
Ah, don't worry. That's my job.
Peebles dropping it back to Jekyll. Pop back over Jekyll's head, and it will be Van Wingerden just popping it forward as Wheaton trying to get something back into the Maroons' half. They just haven't really been able to find their forwards. A foul. I didn't see the collision. The player's down, but she's going to tenderly get up.
Actually, Calamari, after headed the ball, they push it and take it to the field. And there is the referee giving a delay call because giving the advantage. See who has the position. So the University of the Maroons recovery, so that's what is calling the delay call. That's the reason. They push it after hitting the ball.
So free kick coming from Blake. Delivery towards the D. Headed back by Wheaton. And it's going to be headed back out by Mathis. Ball on the ground. Wheaton's shot is blocked. And now the Maroons finally almost able to clear, but the referee unable to get out of the way again. And Chicago still able to pick up the loose ball and ultimately send it forward. Headed away before Spiker could get to it. Suter continuing to pursue, but it will be Saunders for the Thunder. She finds Whitman. And ultimately, it'll wind up out of play off of Whitman for a Chicago throw. Quick throw to Moore. She's going to be quickly pressured. And so send it over to the left side to Cargyle. Cargyle directing traffic, finds Mathis. Mathis is going to take some space in front of her and then get rid of it at the last second. Towards Spiker, kind of got trapped underneath her feet and then taken away by the defender Blake.
Oh.
Now over to the left side. A lot of space here for Saunders. Calamari quickly tracking back. She hits the ground. Saunders able to free herself. Now Jasminski tracking back to marker. Wheaton now going to drop it back to the defense. They started again with the early ball forward. Misjudged, it looked like, by Whitman, and Chicago able to clear.
I think the Chicago Maroons is going to put a lot more pressure from the right side. It's giving a lot of possibilities to score more goals. So let's see how they take it.
You're right there, Sergio. Is Calamari is going to find Jasminski. She tries to beat her defender down the right edge of the area. Sends it off on the ground. Spiker! Wide.
He just kicked it. She kicked it with the punt. That is why the ball's going out without effect. Just a little wide. And we have two substitutions. One from Whitton. And the other one is from the Maroons. Checking out Spiker. Checking in. Number 8? Rachel Diaz, I think.
I think you're right.
Yep, Rachel Diaz. I like her gloves. So pinky.
It's, as mentioned before, not quite as cold as last week was. Just not the same bite in the air and certainly not the snow on the ground.
Yeah, but sometimes they worry because the grip of the ball, when you throw in, you can easily miss or lose it. So that is why they're wearing. Some things prefer to have warm thumbs.
No doubt. No doubt. 26 minute, 1-0 Chicago on the own goal by Wheaton off of Jasminski's cross. Here, nicely taken towards the left side. Shot is blocked. That was Saunders cracking the shot. She's going to get a second bite at it here. Takes it out to the left edge of the area, tries to drop it back. Beautiful job by Calamari to track all the way back and steal it away from Wolf. Now it'll be Diaz. Her first pass forward will trail out of play for a Wheaton throw. Long ball by the Thunder. Moore pops it back towards midfield. Suter now trying to push it forward. And Wheaton through a triangle of headers, able to go ahead, send it early forward, and this is going to be a nice ball for Whitman, but crucial job by the Maroons defense to knock it away. I believe that was Mathis who ended up clearing it.
And we're going to send with Evan, right?
Thanks, Evan.
Hey, guys. Yeah, thank you for sending it down here. As you we're taking a look, coming down towards the 27th minute now, Chicago has a lot of the momentum. I'm standing right next to their bench. They're being nice and loud. Good cheering section over here. And, of course, the home crowd is very helpful here. Putting them on the board 1-0. They got all the momentum right now. I expect to finish this first half strong.
All right. Thank
Back
you.
To you guys.
Thank you, Evan, for that report. Throw in by the Maroons up the left side. Watkins launching it forward and trapped down nicely by Jasminski. Jasminski continuing to fight for it as her pass forward had been intercepted by the Thunder. Back header by Mathis, cleaned up by Cargyle. Long ball that's going to stay in beautifully down the left sideline, and now a battle for it here. Jasminski waiting for the second and third bounce, battling with her defender, but Wheaton ultimately able to possess it away. Trapped down nicely by Cargyle. Calamari now distributing. Watkins over to Jasminski, who's been active so far. She turns with it off the deflection, off the chest, and ultimately not only going to be cleared, but ultimately a foul against Chicago.
Yeah, and you see Jasminski was playing from the right side. Now she's from the left side, and all defensive from the Maroons is taking to the left side, and Diaz takes the spot of Jasminski. So let's see if they're going to use it, Diaz from the right side, more than Jasminski from the left side. I don't know how it's going to work, but I like that because your defenders from the Thunder will be confused. Who going to take? How?
Jasminski certainly has been active so far as this ball sent forward by Diaz. It's going to be cleared by the defense who was seeking Jasminski. Now Wheaton. Dangerous ball into the middle. Calamari again back pressuring so well as she's done all game long. Really, the Maroons in general have done, including McKinney, we've said, and some others, and able to disrupt what otherwise would have been a Wheaton possession in the Maroons' half. McKinney now giving chase after the ball, and Van Wingerden trying to shepherd it out. She does for a goal kick.
Jasminski's being a nightmare for the defenders so far. So far, is you need to stop somehow. I don't know what is going to be the adjustments, but if I was the coach, I would put it two players taking over Jasminski. That's what I do.
And as soon as you do that, of course, you leave Calamari with more space and McKinney and only so many that you can put two players on at this point, but Jasminski currently only with one, battling for it along the sideline and will at least earn a throw.
But remember, they play in 4-5-1, so they changed the formation to 4-4-2 or 4-4 or maybe 5-4-1. You have one defender extra to cover two against Jasminski. That's making a lot of trouble or complication to the other defenders. Anyway, they're winning, the Maroons, and we have a substitution, right?
Yep, substitution. Watkins will be off, and on will be Adriana Vera. Calamari now along the left sideline. Back to Mathis. Mathis getting away from the pressure. Sends it beautifully towards the far post, but no one there for Chicago. It was a little wide as well, and out of the reach of Diaz.
Vera just check in, and they tried to find her in the box. Unfortunately for her, the center was so high, she even do the effort to jump. And another one. It's knocking so hard in this moment, the Maroons.
They are, in fact, knocking on the door as Calamari header forward off the goal kick. And it's going to be sent forward by Wheaton. Cargyle settling. First touch by DeVoe. Jasminski turning with it. She's going to get to the loose pieces. Stops, crosses, down to the six, and a shot that's going to go wide of the near post and, in fact, pick up a deflection. Yes?
Yeah, they call it that. And you see, now they're taking two players against Jasminski. Like I told you, they do the adjustment because she becomes a nightmare for the defender, so she must be stopping somehow. And now there's another opportunity for the Maroons to increase the advantage.
1-0 Chicago, 32nd minute. Calamari to send the in-swinger in. The Maroons have two on the goal line. Sent low, bouncing on the six, deflected all the way through along the face of the six, and ultimately out for another goal kick, except this time on the other side. Calamari will head over to the other flag.
risky play by the Thunder because they rejected the ball going all the way down to the box. If somebody from the Maroons just getting time over there, just need to push it, and the goalkeeper will be unable to do anything to stop the second goal. Let's see Calamari's how they're going to charge it.
It's going to be an outswinger this time. One on the goal line. Here it comes. Flat delivery towards the six. Goalkeeper out. Shot towards the post. And finally going to be smothered by the keeper who had recovered. She was out of the play entirely and somehow snuck back in there as the wall of Thunder wouldn't relent on the ball on the ground.
I got to say something. She maybe go to hunting like bears, but she couldn't get the ball and almost get the goal by the Maroons. He's knocking so hard, like I've been telling you.
Jasminski now cross is going to pick up a deflection and be another corner for Chicago. So some relentless pressure now coming for the Maroons, who might have been playing an even game over the first 10 or 15 minutes, but have since really caught their footing here at Stagg Field.
So far, I see the Maroons is more close to score another goal than the Thunders tied the game.
Calamari to send the in-swinger. Nice ball towards the center of the six and blocked out by the Thunder for another corner.
It's like the four consecutive corner, right?
We so.
Wow.
And these deliveries have been so good by Calamari. We've seen high ones. We've seen flat ones. We've seen bending ones. And here's going to be another one for her. This one low. Mishit it this time. Picks up a back heel towards the post, but in fact hits the side netting.
Try to reach Diaz, right? And we got a substitution by the Thunder, checking out number 14 or 19.
I believe 14. I believe that's Wolf coming off, and on will come Hannah Cockrum.
Okay. In that corner kick, I think they tried to Diaz just touch it with the ankle and just put it in.
Dangerous start by the goalkeeper, who's going to start it on the ground to her own left back, and the Maroons immediately pressure. And Suter's going to shepherd this out for a Chicago throw-in.
I'm not disagreeing that one because they must remain the position and playing with that instead of splitting the ball because they're losing. So they must be controlling the game starting from the back to get a better offensive.
Fair point. Now it's going to be Peebles battling against DeVoe for the Maroons. Mathis on the left side. It'll be a Wheaton throw. 35th minute, 1-0 on the own goal. Chicago leading. Jasminski had the cross. And the defender for Wheaton, I believe it was Tomic, ended up doing well to cover her runner, but unfortunately ended up deflecting it into the far netting and giving the Maroons a 1-0 lead. Nothing the goalkeeper could do. And some poor luck for the Thunder, but Chicago's been earning their opportunities so far to be certain and have been knocking on the door for another one. Diaz battling for some space, finds McKinney. First touch was a little bit tough and now going to meet it and find Calamari. Calamari to Diaz, running through down the right edge of the area. Can she get there in time? Nope, cut off, and it'll be a goal kick.
Oh, Diaz becomes like a warrior. He goes with the check-in, doesn't matter if he's going to create the space to get it through, and then giving the pass and starting more options for defensive of the Maroons. I like that, but you can hear the crowd just say, hey, like, it's part of the game. Sorry for that.
Goal kick, headed up by Calamari, and then Diaz. Diaz now with the ball at her feet. Two defenders around her. Can't get through the first, and it will be cleared. Suter maybe caught a little flat-footed there, and now is going to meet the player Nan. Cargyle from the back, sending it forward. Wheaton defense cleans it away. Now Saunders, long down the left side, gets over the head of Moore. One attacker Ooh. Pressuring. Moore sends it away in a little bit of panic and is going to force Donovan to come out to the left edge of the area where she's going to have to kick it towards the sideline. Mathis kind of fell as she was trying to trap that up high. And ultimately, it's going to be offsides, in fact, called against the Thunder in that transition.
But that was a miscommunication, almost caused the tie of the game between Donovan. And they must be letting go through the ball and Donovan go pick it up. And they will cut it that opportunity. Another way, she must be making legs and try to avoid that, passing to the other side and almost caused covering for the Thunder and maybe scoring. But we don't know. Maybe it doesn't exist in soccer.
37th minute, 1-0 Chicago. Jasminski battling for it, sends it forward. Ultimately pulls up as she realized it was going to trail out of play.
Oh. The referee requests go far, go behind, a little behind to throw in.
Thrown up the sideline. Sent forward towards midfield. And Peebles has her long ball blocked. It'll be a throw-in again for the Thunder. Ball loose in the middle, inside the Maroons' half. Dropped off by for Diaz for Chicago. Wheaton able to take it, and now up the left side, they'll find Nan. Back to Blake. Was looking to the right sideline, was short of it. And Mathis clears only so far as Blake, who sends it now centrally forward. Cleared away by the Maroons. And a foul drawn by Chicago's DeVoe in the center on a little push by Blake.
Well, I think she tripped it, but she dived just a little bit. I buy the foul, but it looks like I give it an Oscar for that dive.
Calamari starts the free kick. Picks up a foot over towards the right corner, giving chases Diaz. She stops it right at the flag and deftly picks up the corner.
So clever. She knows they don't have any chances to reach or send a center. And we got a substitution, checking out number 12.
Yeah, Jenna McKinney will come off.
And I don't know who's checking in because my eyes is not too good to see that, the numbers.
We'll get you that in a second. Calamari is going to take the corner. She's had, I would guess, at least half a dozen so far. Might be even as many as eight. Sends it towards the far corner. The six over the head of Moore, who is skying up for it. And now Wheaton trying to get something going in transition. Stopped well by Mathis, and Chicago will have possession again. They lead 1-0. Just under 6 minutes left to go here in the first half. Calamari stops on the right side, finds Diaz. Diaz loses the ball to her defender. Clean play there. Ball sent forward, and a lot of space is none. Saunders dribbling back a little bit, looks back to Blake. Cockrum, her switch blocked by the Maroons, and now it's going to be a loose ball in the defense for Wheaton. They scramble back, and they're going to just get more and more pressure here before they can get it away. Cockrum, ball taken away by DeVoe. Seeking Vera, got by her as she was running laterally. And ultimately, into the hands of the keeper, McGregor for Wheaton.
The checking player from the Maroons is Julia Ludon.
Thank you.
Number 19.
Much.
Is on the field, and the third foul of the game. I will tell you, Calamari is going to send the center to the far side of the right, and if I'm correct, Diaz will be trying to recenter to the box.
This a more dangerous position for a set piece than we've seen
yep.
so far. Probably out of shooting territory, though Calamari did score a goal off a free kick a couple weeks ago against WashU. She sends it high towards the right post and ultimately out of play.
I was expecting that Diaz go that side and recenter because you can see the goalkeeper just following the ball. I think she's Jarvier checking in from the Maroons, checking out number 4, Adriana Vera. So I was telling you, I was expecting Diaz just go that area and recenter and giving the second goal. Well, anyway, good play.
Goal kick taken, won by Chicago, cleared by Wheaton. Moore now taking a nice first touch and then sending it forward to Loden. Suter back to Moore. Cargyle now under some pressure. Gets it forward to Ladone. Calamari battling for it. Jervier And ultimately a collision at midfield. Calamari called for the kick.
She arrives a little late. And you can see how the Maroons is playing so far, making running out of gas of the Thunder because they make it run, passing, shortly passes in continuity from the defenders and then jumping the traffic, avoiding traffic in the midfield.
3 minutes left here in the first half. Hard-fought game between both sides. Chicago with the better offensive opportunities and ultimately the goal on an own goal in the 20th minute, if you're just joining us. Sweet 16 game between Chicago and Wheaton. And a regional rivalry that about 15 years after the first one in 2002 tournament game that really kind of defined these two teams as national programs continues to fight on. Wheaton able to clear it from their own box. On the right side, it will be Peebles. And a throw in for Chicago. Peebles couldn't save it in.
And give it some minutes to take some air to Calamari checking in Claudia Hodgetts for the Maroons. And it's good. 2 minutes out to give you some air.
Jasminski down to the corner. Gets the cross off, blocked for a corner. So Calamari now won't be in for this.
It's going to be Diaz. So always Diaz take the corners when Calamari is out. So far, she do a pretty decent job. And this one, they changed the formation. You see, always put it a line. Now it's making like a scramble.
There you go from Diaz. Nice delivery towards the six. On the ground, deflected towards the post and cleared off the line. I'm not sure if it was the keeper, McGregor, who got to it or if it was the defender that was defending that post.
Number 28. It was Anil Jekyll stopping with the belly or the chest. I couldn't see it. And that's a most dangerous play so far.
Last line of defense there. That's why you put the defender on the post, and that's why they have to stay there. Throughout the play, she did well to hold her position, and I believe it was Hodgetts for Chicago that kind of pushed it forward through the scrum. This one, a long early ball, going to be picked up by McGregor with just under a minute to play in the first.
But it was risky because we don't know how it's going to bound the ball, so maybe touch the hand and will be a penalty over there because she was grabbing the post instead of putting it behind. So it's a risky play, but they save the goal.
Jasminski decides to forego the cross or shot in and instead send it on the ground. It was cleared by Wheaton. 30 seconds left in the first half. Suter settling down to DeVoe. Finds Jasminski. Her cross earned the own goal deflection that has given the Maroons the 1-0 advantage right now. She's working along the left sideline and out for a throw. Just 12 seconds left. Maroons are going to try to get one last opportunity here. Mathis sends it in. First touch was poor. Over towards the corner. Sends it back to Mathis. Sends it off, and that's going to take us to halftime. 1-0 Maroons. They certainly, while the first 5-10 minutes, you could see they were having trouble kind of figuring out where the space was going to be. They did well to expand, use the right side, and ultimately is the right side, including the substitute Jasminski, that got them the goal.
Yeah, and exactly what you say, I feel the first minutes, the Maroons wasn't feeling so comfortable with the formation of the Thunder. The Thunder put a lot of pressure. Actually, we don't call it any opportunity from the Maroons until their own goal when they get it to the right side, and they're winning 1-0. Let's see, in the second half, they've stepped the field to the end, and score like at least 3 goals like last game. They scored 3 goals in second half. And let's see the response of the Thunder so far.
So 15-minute break for these two teams who are both going to go inside to try to warm up and get some tactical talking and motivational talking from their coaches. 1-0 Maroons on the 20th minute own goal by the Thunder. And following this game, about 30 minutes after the conclusion of this one, will be WashU and the University of Wisconsin La Crosse. Group of death, four different teams in the top 18 national rankings here in the Sweet 16. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back for the start of the second half. 1-0 Maroons on the 20th May goal.